When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Running a business is hard enough. Don't make it harder with a dozen apps that don't talk to each other. One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. That's software overload. Odoo is the all-in-one platform that replaces them all. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR. Fully integrated, easy to use, and built to grow with your business. Thousands have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever panicked at realizing you've lost your lucky troll doll... You may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
To the Sports Grid Radio Network.
College football, full circle.
That's pretty effective.
And he's going to try to return it.
Oh, what a weekend of college football. Welcome to College Football Full Circle right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Sirius Channel 159, Joe Lisi and Rich Sermonello filling in for Mike Carver, who's in Waikiki. He's on an island somewhere after all the money that Carver won this weekend, Rich. But just an amazing weekend of college football. We saw a top 25 battles. We saw Ohio State knock off Michigan State in dominating fashion, 56-7. Saw Oregon get blasted by Utah and Cam Rising, 38-7. But the news of the weekend came in Florida, right? Florida as an 8.5, 9-point favorite on the road in Columbia. Elijah Drinkwitz and the Missouri Tigers upset Florida 24-23 in OT the next day. Dan Mullen fired in Gainesville. 4 years, 34-15 overall mark. And now the Gators are looking for their new head coach in 2021.
Yeah, Joe, first of all, in the spirit of the holiday, thankful to be on the air with you talking about college football as we wrap up week 12 and get ready for rivalry weekend coming up beginning on Thursday. But, talk about a fall from grace. It was a year ago with Kyle Trask under center. Florida was rolling into the SEC title game. Darn near knocked off Alabama. Dan Mullen, toast of the town. You know, he made some faux pas away from the field, but it didn't matter because he was winning football games. And I think what became clear this year, Joe, was it looked, and you and I have talked many times on the air in the past, it's one thing to lose football games. It's another when it appears that your team has quit on you, and it looked like that for Florida over the past 5 or 6 weekends. I think it became clear to the administration that the kids had quit on this coach. I still find it shocking, in light of how well they played last year, that Florida's in the market for a new head coach. And the coaching carousel, as you know, now has Florida and LSU and USC and Washington and Washington State and TCU. So, man, a lot of big head coaching jobs are going to be open right now.
What were the odds of that at the start of the year, right? If I mean, just those names, the blue blood type of programs that you mentioned, I mean, I couldn't agree more. We knew Clay Helton, I mean, he was hanging on by a thread for years now, and it was shocking that, you know, entering 2021, he was still coaching for the Trojans. But a year after you go to the SEC championship, you go toe-to-toe with Alabama and Mac Jones, you lose that ball game 51-45. I mean, Kyle Trask, Kyle Pitts. I mean, it was just amazing in terms of that performance. I mean, they had the foundation to really take it to the next level. Maybe not this year with Emory Jones, but at least sustain a 9 or 10 win season and then turn to 2022. He couldn't even get them to 500 after week number 11. That was the most amazing thing that I saw. And it started, people will say it started with Samford. I think it started last year, Rich. When you look at that ball game against LSU and Max Johnson, they were 23.5-point favorites. They overlooked LSU because they had the SEC championship game on deck. And his comments saying that that game didn't matter. What mattered was the game against Alabama. That's what I think perked up everyone's ears in Gainesville. And then when you look at that performance against Samford and then follow that up with his comments saying, we dance for victories, the optics of that will not go over well with the Florida administration and, more importantly, the boosters.
Yeah, Joe, that's a great point. And that's the issue with Dan Mullen. I think his routine was acceptable and charming to some extent in Starkville, because at Mississippi State, where they weren't accustomed to winning, Dan Mullen overachieved. And so what he would do away from football, press conferences, whatever antics he was involved with was acceptable in Starkville. At Florida, it was not. But having said that, the question I'll throw out to you, and you know, LSU falls into this discussion as well, are some of these athletic directors being a little bit too quick with the hook? I mean, is it a guarantee? Dan Mullen is a damn good football coach. I'll go back to Mississippi State. What he did with those quarterbacks, Dak Prescott, and the success that he had with 2- and 3-star recruits, is it a guarantee that Florida is going to get a better head coach? And he was just 2 years removed from a national championship. So are these athletic directors, is it pie in the sky to assume that they can automatically find a better head coach in those two situations?
I couldn't agree more. I think that's part of it, the win now mentality. So I agree with you that sometimes they do have a quick hook. But for Florida, it's unacceptable to lose to Kentucky on the road in Lexington. Even though Mark Stoops has coached that team up, there are some teams you can win against, and there are others that you can't lose against. And I think with the optics, again, when that loss in Lexington happened, that was another way for the boosters and the administration to say, maybe we need to move on and find a different head coach. But that's what it's all about, and that's the college football landscape. Rich and I are just getting started. Recap week number 12. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive bets.
All right, who's ready for another cocktail?
Yes, please. Whatever that last one was, it was incredible.
That was a Bartesian margarita. Bright, smooth, perfectly balanced. You'd swear it came from a bar.
That came from the Bartesian cocktail maker?
Yep, pop in a capsule, press a button, and boom. Bar quality cocktails at home. My friend swore by it, so I finally got one.
I tried the old-fashioned earlier. Honestly, it's the best I've had outside an actual bar.
Right? Over 60 craft cocktail options, ready in under 30 seconds.
And Bartesian's running their biggest holiday deal, up to $150 off cocktail makers right now.
Wait, up to $150? That's huge.
Exactly. Holiday hosting just got way easier.
Make your holiday gatherings unforgettable with Bartesian, the cocktail maker that crafts smooth, bar-quality drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. The biggest savings of the year end December 2nd. Don't miss out. Order now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
Back on College Football Full Circle, Joe Lisi and Rich Sermonello recapping a great weekend. Week number 12 of college football. I can't believe the season's finally here in rivalry weekend, Rich. It's amazing that week number 12 is already gone. But Ohio State stepped up, and that was the biggest thing for me last week. C.J. Stroud and that offense, a dominating performance over Michigan State. They were 20.5-point favorites in the horseshoe. They had won five straight against the Spartans. They won by 40 points in 2020. They followed it up with a 49-point effort in terms of margin of victory this past Saturday. C.J. Stroud, 432 yards, six touchdowns, no interceptions, and clearly they are hitting stride against the Michigan Wolverines this coming Saturday.
Yeah, Joe, no question about it. To me, one of the big things in college football when you're talking about underclassmen, especially quarterback, is how does a young QB develop in season? What does he look like from September to November? And if you go back to the opener for C.J. Stroud, his first start against Minnesota, he looked like a first-time starter, looked like and had some missteps, got injured in September, so the development was slow. But if you watch C.J. Stroud over the past couple of weeks, he now looks like that blue-chip quarterback, that five-star quarterback, taking advantage of the best core of receivers in the country. Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, they're just loaded at receiver. So that offense is clicking. And I think, Joe, this is really good for college football because a lot of fans started to think, okay, this is George's year, and it might very well be. But now if you look ahead, I think everybody's anticipating what would that Ohio State offense look like against the Georgia defense? Because right now, the way Ohio State's moving the ball, I don't know if anybody could stop them. I mean, they got a much tougher test against Michigan this weekend, but boy, that passing game, Travion Henderson, the rookie running back, they are absolutely loaded at the skill positions, and I think that makes the finish of the season even more fun than ever.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And the biggest thing for me, too, is that front seven has started to take shape for Ohio State. That was the the weakness in the early part of the year. You could run on them, and looking in terms of the first two ball games, Minnesota pounded the rock on them. They gave up some yards on the ground in terms of run support, but they have stepped up. They've gotten pressure on quarterbacks. They did it against Purdue. They've been opportunistic. They held Kenneth Walker to a season low, 25 rushing yards last week, put them into long third down type of situations. If they could do that, not only against Michigan, but against Georgia, an SEC caliber type of team, they're going to have a very good shot to win the national championship this year. So they have to keep everything in front of them. They have to go into Ann Arbor this coming weekend. They are already 7.5, 8-point favorites. When this line was first established, a book came out in terms of MGM, had them as only a 4.5-point favorite. But after that performance this past Saturday, it's ballooned over a touchdown. I mean, when I break this game down, I'm always inclined to take the points, but I still feel that, you know, I'm going to take them, but Michigan really needs to play a perfect game to pull out this victory against a red-hot offense.
Yeah, I still think if you can get in at 7.5, I still think that's a good deal in terms of Ohio State. I think that number's low. I think it'll creep up as we get closer to the game. And here's the reason why. What Ohio State did to Michigan State, obviously a more talented football team, that was obvious. But to get off to such a fast start, to score right out of the gate, just took that running game out of the Michigan State offense. And look at the teams that are coming up for Ohio State. They're not dynamic offenses. They're offenses that need to establish the run first. Michigan this weekend with Hassan Haskins and Blake Corum, if he's healthy. Michigan's not the same team if they're not balanced, if they can't establish the run. Same thing if we're talking about Wisconsin a week from now, a couple of weeks from now in the Big Ten title game. Wisconsin needs to establish the run. So when Ohio State gets off to that fast start, it completely changes the offensive blueprint for teams like Michigan and Wisconsin. So, and I'm glad you brought up the Ohio State defense. Again, in-season progression. That defense has gotten better over the past couple of weeks. This looks like close to a complete football team. And there's good reason why Ohio State continues to climb in the polls. I think they legitimately look like the second best team in the country, especially since Alabama continues to show some vulnerabilities.
Yeah, and we'll talk about Alabama as the show progresses in terms of that lackluster 7-point win over KJ Jefferson and the crew. But we have two ends of the spectrum. We have a team that looked fantastic in terms of Ohio State. On the flip side, we had the third-ranked Oregon Ducks go into Salt Lake City. Rice Eccles, we know, is a very difficult place to play. But to lose this ballgame 38-7 to Utah as a 3.5-point underdog, I don't know if anybody saw that coming. It's one thing to lose, Rich, but to get blown out and not even show up when a college football playoff appearance is on the line, this was similar to that performance a couple of years ago with Justin Herbert when they walked into Tempe and got basically abused by Jaden Daniels and the Sun Devils.
Yeah, and the bigger picture, Joe, is, I mean, this really is another death blow for the Pac-12. Pac-12 will not have a team in the playoff once again. Oregon was their last best shot. Oregon needed to run the table, beat Utah, not just once in Salt Lake City, but then in Vegas in a couple of weeks in the Pac-12 title game. Not going to happen. And, you know, this team looked like they were living dangerously throughout the year. I never felt that Oregon was a legit playoff contender. You've got Kayvon Thibodeau, phenomenal. You've got some good defense, Wasul. But this is not your typical Oregon team. That offense has just been below average. Anthony Brown, they need to do better. I mean, you're Oregon football. You need to do better than a BC transfer like Anthony Brown. He's a game manager, hasn't impressed me for much of the season. But kudos to Kyle Whittingham. I mean, Kyle Whittingham just might be the most underrated head coach in the country, does it year in and year out. Would not be shocked if they go ahead and actually beat Oregon a second time and win the Pac-12 title.
Deeper question with this loss on the road to Utah. Is Cristobal interested in Florida? You think? I heard some rumblings that he could be a possible candidate. We know he's basically a Miami type of guy. Does he jump ship for Oregon knowing that, you know, we can't make it to the college football playoff? Maybe I should cut ties now when I have everything in front of me and I'm looked at as a candidate. Does he jump for Gainesville?
That's a fascinating question. I've seen the same links, you know, all the names from Billy Napier to, you know, Mark Stoops to Mario Cristobal. Cristobal makes a ton of sense. I mean, I know the timing is weird because of the loss that you mentioned against Utah, but he's a hot commodity. He's done a great job at Oregon, is a phenomenal recruiter. Give me a head coach who can recruit and get the community excited, and that's a guy who's going to win at least 9 games every year. And Florida's a better job than Oregon. It's a much better job. It's one of the elite jobs in college football. If he wants a head back home, and I think he has no interest in Miami if Manny Diaz loses his job, and I don't blame him. I think the Miami program, I don't know if they're ever going to get out of their funk, but Florida is a great job. And if they come calling, if I'm Mario Cristobal and his team, I'm listening.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. He is in that mold of like Luke Fickell, right? Coaches up the offense and defensive lines, former offensive lineman with the Hurricanes. So that's what the Florida Gators need, especially when you give up 45-plus points to Stanford at home. I mean, that was a school record in terms of that performance a couple of weeks ago when they're dancing in the locker room with Dan Mullen. I mean, cannot happen. Yeah. And on the flip side, you have the Georgia Bulldogs that are just taking care of business, number one team in the country. I mean, the optics of that is the main reason why Dan Mullen no longer has a job in terms of Gainesville. So we'll see how it plays out. We'll break down the Big 12 because I do want to get your take. Oklahoma still, even though they got that victory against Iowa State, they're not as consistent as they need to be to knock off Jaylen Warren and Spencer Sanders this coming weekend in Stillwater. Bedlam is here. Oklahoma has won 6 straight over the Cowboys by 18.3 points per game. They're 3.5-point underdogs already. Can they get it done? Rich and I will come right back. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
You know what's on everyone's wish list this year?
Oh, definitely the Bartesian cocktail maker.
It's like having a bartender who never judges your drink order.
Exactly. Just pop in a capsule, press a button, boom. Old-fashioned, margarita, espresso martini.
Over 60 bar-quality cocktails. Zero effort.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers.
Wait, 150?
Yep, up to $150 off. It's the best deal of the season.
Okay, but seriously, how did we ever host before Bartesian?
Last time your kitchen looked like a crime scene. Sticky counters, fruit wedges everywhere.
Yeah, this year, no measuring tools, no mess, just perfect cocktails.
This year, I'm gifting one to my brother.
And myself. For research purposes.
Make the holidays easier and happier with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. But hurry, this Black Friday and Cyber Monday offer ends December 2nd. Get yours now at Bartesian.com/drinks. That's Bartesian.com/drinks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
Ripping through the action in week number 12, broke down the battles in both Columbus and Utah. Going to turn our attention to what transpired in Norman, Oklahoma. Caleb Williams, Spencer Rattler were a 3.5-point favorite against Iowa State. They fell behind 7-0 to Brock Purdy. Caleb Williams with a big run. They were deadlocked for much of the first half before Oklahoma forced a critical turnover. A scoop and score 60-yarder really changed the momentum of that ball game. Oklahoma took a 14-7 lead into the half. They built a 28-14 fourth quarter lead, Rich. But I was shocked. With 20 seconds left, Brock Purdy on the 20-yard line, 4th and 10, the Oklahoma defense did it again, allowed Iowa State to get back into the ballgame. Somehow, some way, they've made enough plays and they survive by 7 points, 28-21. But I got to be honest with you, they are still inconsistent. They haven't put together a four-quarter game since that victory against Texas Tech. Now they go on the road to face a red-hot Oklahoma State team that closed the noose against Texas Tech. They've won 9-1 overall, 10-1 in the conference, 9 straight covers ATS. This team just makes people money, and now they're 3.5-point favorites over the Sooners in this matchup.
Yeah, Joe, give a ton of credit this year to Mike Gundy. You know, a lot of coaches are inflexible. You know, they're an offensive guy, and that's all they could do. And if you don't have the offensive parts, we're going to try to jam it through no matter what happens. And oftentimes the results are disastrous. And Mike Gundy this year realized that he did not have the elite offensive talent, skill position talent. Quarterback Spencer Sanders is fine, and Jalen Warren's done a great job, the transfer from Utah State. But this is not a prototypical Cowboy offense, as you know. But the defense brought back a lot of veterans. They've inserted some young players like Colin Oliver up front. Malcolm Rodriguez is steady at the second level, great safeties. And that defense has been uncharacteristic, like nothing we've seen from Oklahoma State. 14.9 points per game. Joe, Oklahoma State, 2.6 yards per carry they're giving up, and now this game is in Stillwater. Oklahoma State fans have not watched in person their team beat Oklahoma in Stillwater in 10 years. I have to believe, with Oklahoma struggling on offense, this has got to be the year that the Cowboys close it out, get to 11-1, and stay in playoff contention, which is shocking.
You know what's impressive is that win in Boise State really catapulted them. And they were down 20-7 in that ballgame as a 3.5-4-point underdog. They made adjustments. They had a 21-20 lead. Remember the critical fumble, the scoop and score by Boise State. They called them down, and then that defense closed it out 21-20. They lose that ball game. They're not in contention for a Big 12 title. They're not playing this game with all the marbles on the line, and possibly might not have ripped off 9 straight covers for bettors in terms of that assessment. And when you look at this defense, last year they led FBS in terms of third down defense, holding opposing offenses to 26% of their third down attempts. This year, Rich, they're even better, 24%. Yeah. I mean, it is incredible what they have done. Now, I want to ask this, though, in a broad-based. I think they match up very well against Oklahoma. I think if they get into a playoff environment with a team like Ohio State, I still feel they match up well. They can slow down C.J. Stroud. Can they slow down a team like Alabama? Because the biggest thing is, does that front seven have the ability from a physical standpoint to go toe-to-toe with a more physical offensive line that just wants to wear you down? That is the main question to whether this team can make a legitimate run.
Yeah, I would struggle, and this is not a knock on Oklahoma State, Joe, but I would struggle to pit them against the top three teams. I just think athletically, depth, overall talent, I don't think they match up well with Georgia, Alabama, or Ohio State. I think the last two, the offenses in particular, the receivers of Alabama and Ohio State would cause all kinds of problems. That I would struggle with. I think right now the ceiling for Okie State is up. Get that win, break that losing streak to Oklahoma, end Oklahoma's run, which they would do with a win this weekend of six straight Big 12 titles, get into the Big 12 title game against Baylor, close it out, get to 12-1. If it's the playoffs, fantastic. If it's not, if you wind up at number five, still a phenomenal year. Go to a New Year's Six bowl game, celebrate, try to have the first 13. We don't think they're a legit national championship contender. I don't think they match up well with the team speed of those top three, but that takes nothing away from what Gundy and that staff have done this year. It's been one of the biggest stories in college football. The fact that we're still talking about Oklahoma State is remarkable and really a credit to Gundy.
And a testament to the Big 12 as a whole, because now they are becoming a defensive-minded conference. Mm-hmm. Dave Aranda with Baylor, physical at the point of attack. That was a 2-7 team last year. They could go toe-to-toe with some of the better teams in college football. We see Neil Brown at West Virginia. We know what Matt Campbell is, even though he hasn't taken the next step this year. They've regressed. Still a blue-collar coach that wants to run the football, defensive-minded. So the conference as a whole, even Oklahoma, defense is much improved under Alex Grinch, right? So that's what carried them against Iowa State this past weekend. It wasn't the offense. So, you know, maybe in a few years, the progression of not just Oklahoma State, but the conference as a whole could be maybe where the Big Ten is or challenge the SEC in years to come. Because I agree with you. I think from a physical standpoint, they are up against it in the interior against the likes of Georgia and Alabama. I do feel their defense from a speed perspective can slow down C.J. Stroud. It would be an interesting game to me. I think that's the only team I would give them a realistic shot to maybe cover or potentially win because they would force C.J. Stroud to work down the field. But those other two teams, I think they would get blown out in. But, you know, that contrast in styles make fights, and that's why we watch. So we'll see how that progresses for Oklahoma State. Now, realistically, I like them in this matchup. Do you feel they get the cover over Oklahoma this weekend?
I do. Yeah, I do. I think in, as long as the to me, it's more of a psychological concern. I think they're the better football team. You know, defensively, 4.3 yards per play, giving up. That's number three in the country behind Georgia and Wisconsin. The categories, the area that Oklahoma State is in right now, Joe, is completely unfamiliar. The teams that surround them defensively, Georgia, Wisconsin, Cincinnati, Iowa, Clemson, Penn State, A&M, those blue-collar type of defenses, those blue-chip defenses, that's where Oklahoma State resides. And as long as Oklahoma, you know, they don't have the scary playmakers that we're accustomed to. Marvin Mims, nice wide receiver. Kennedy Brooks, quality running back. But those true Hollywood Brown type game breakers that we've seen in the past, the Samaje Perine running backs, the Joe Mixons you talked about in Pro Football Full Circle, you know, those kinds of players they don't have this year. So I think Oklahoma State controls that offense. Caleb Williams under center has shown some vulnerabilities. He's looked young over the past couple of weekends. Lincoln Riley 2 weeks ago had to go to Spencer Rattler. So Oklahoma's vulnerable. Oklahoma State is rolling. They're at home. I think they finish this off. I think they finally get a win over the Sooners. The win, the cover, I'm all in on Oklahoma State this weekend.
Me too. We shall see how this game plays out. I mean, if you're a college football purist, to have college football division titles on the line and college football playoff appearances on the line in both the game, Michigan and Ohio State, and Oklahoma State, it doesn't get better than that. I mean, the viewership for this coming weekend's going to be off the charts. I guess the outlier is two teams in particular. We have Cincinnati. They got the victory over SMU. And Notre Dame continues to roll, Rich. And, and the argument's going to be, you know, Notre Dame, you can make the arguments more consistent in the second half of the year, but we know about the head-to-head. Des Ritter and the crew got the 11-point victory in South Bend. Right here, right now, would you put Notre Dame in if they're an 11-1 team and let's say Cincinnati, let's say, gets a marginal victory over Houston in the championship game?
Absolutely not. I think that head-to-head has to matter. You know, Cincinnati outplayed ND. It was in South Bend. If Cincinnati runs the table, to me, they have to be in the college football playoff, and they absolutely, without question, have to be ahead of Notre Dame. And Brian Kelly's done another great job for Notre Dame. I think he's actually, it's hard to say this about a Notre Dame coach, I think he's underrated. I think year after year, that's a, it's a 10-win squad, continues to recruit really well. This is not an uber-talented team that he has. His best player, Kyle Hamilton, their safety, has been out for the past couple of weeks. He's going to miss the rest of the season to an injury. So if I asked a casual fan, who's the star for Notre Dame this year, maybe they would come up with Kyren Williams, but this is not a, you know, lights out type of a team, and they're 10-1. They're going to get to 11-1 on the backs of a Stanford team that is just abysmal right now. And then they'll root for other teams to lose. But in terms of Cincinnati ND, it has to be. I think there will be mayhem if somehow ND jumps Cincinnati, and that just wouldn't be right.
Right, the head-to-head. If you held it against Oregon and Ohio State and had Oregon against Ohio State, you have to have Cincinnati ahead of Notre Dame, barring that they don't lose to Houston in the American Athletic Conference Championship game. So we'll see how that plays out. Notre Dame is an 18.5-point favorite on the road in Palo Alto this coming weekend on FanDuel, minus 112, total set at 52.5 at minus 110. When we come back, we'll talk about recaps for week number 11 and heading into week number 12.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at Odoo.com. That's Odoo.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Network. You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
Piggy, the Hogs were dancing in Tuscaloosa this coming weekend. They were 20.5-point underdogs. Bryce Young in Alabama built a 10-0 lead, but I tell you what, KJ Jefferson and the crew, they hung in there, trailed by 14 points late in the third quarter, entering the fourth. They faked a field goal, got to within seven. And, Rich, they pushed Bryce Young and that offense to the limit. They went toe-to-toe. Bryce Young did throw for over 550 yards, five touchdowns in that win by 7 points, 42-34, 42-35. But I will say this. I mean, to put up over 400 yards of total offense on that Alabama defense, that maybe is the blueprint to beat Alabama should they get into the college football playoff.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to outscore Alabama because, you know, much like we talked about C.J. Stroud, Joe, in Ohio State, young quarterback on the rise, surrounded by a ton of talent, outstanding coaches. Same applies to Bryce Young. I mean, Bryce Young was absolutely dropping dimes on that Arkansas defense. Every time the Hogs got close, you know, it was Young to John Mechie. It was Young to Jamison Williams. So that offense is clicking. It's not vintage Alabama defense. They're, again, going to have to win with offense, much like they've had to do at times over the past couple of seasons. I think they have the offensive talent to do it. But let me just throw some props in the direction of Sam Pittman, because he's in the toughest division in college football. He's 7-4, talking about the Arkansas head coach. And even when the Hogs lose, the Georgia game notwithstanding, they're competitive. You know, when they lost to Ole Miss, that was a one-pointer, right? When they lost to Auburn, the game was tight until the end. Now, one touchdown loss to Alabama. They've got quality wins over the likes of Texas A&M and Mississippi State. So, you know, Sam Pittman, he's going to fall off the radar a little bit as they drop out outside the top 25. He's done a phenomenal job in Fayetteville in his second season.
Well, think about this. They were 3-7 last year, right? And they showed progression. They played a lot of close ball games, but they didn't get the victories. They flipped it this year. And the biggest thing for me is you go on the road to Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss and Oxford, you lose by one. Okay, but they pull a 2-point conversion to try and win that game. He rolls the dice. You knock off Jimbo and Texas A&M in Arlington on a neutral field, right? You knock off LSU. These are all teams within the West. You go on the road to LSU, you win a very close overtime game, 16-13, and then play the best team potentially in the West, if not the whole conference in that matter. And you go toe-to-toe with that offense and Bryce Young, you put up over 400 yards and you lose that ball game by 7 points. So, I mean, the optimism, the foundation is there for 2022. He's coached up the offense and defensive lines. They are a defense that forces turnovers. Entering that ball game, Rich, they were only allowing opposing offenses to convert 30% on third down conversions. So, I mean, and they showed that in terms of red zone defense. Every time Bryce Young got into the red zone in the second half, they forced field goals instead of touchdowns, and that's really what allowed them to be within striking distance. I thought he's done a fantastic job, and it begs the bigger question. If Sam Pittman could do it in terms of Arkansas, in terms of that, what Chad Morris had left him, right, and turn it around in 2 years, why this severe drop-off in Gainesville with Dan Mullen and some of these other coaches? Why do they just fall off a cliff? Is it that they're not paying attention to recruiting and they think they just have a train in motion? Because I just don't understand that.
Yeah, listen, I'll probably be too much of a defender of Dan Mullen in this case. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. I think he's going to get another job very quickly. It's not going to be at the level of Florida. I understand that, but I think Dan Mullen's going to get hired quickly. I still think he's a terrific coach. You go look back at Dan Mullen. I know we're going to get a little bit off topic from Sam Pittman, but I look at this season as a bit more of an anomaly than anything else. First 2 years in Gainesville, top 10 finishes unexpectedly. Last year, 8-4, some struggles towards the end of the season, which you pointed out, but still got to the SEC title game, and then this year was a complete flop. If it's me, unless there's something that we're unaware of, there's something away from the field, there's something culturally that isn't fitting in with that athletic department, I think it's a, you know, you toss it off as a bad year. You lost your quarterback. Emory Jones didn't, you know, pan out the way you expected. And then you begin a new next season. I think it's more of a, you know, it's sort of more of an anomaly than anything else. This isn't a trend. And that's my concern about college football is, have we reached a point where you have one bad season after three seasons in which you were better than expected, one bad season, and you're out the door? I think that could cause some problems.
Yeah, now to Arkansas, they do play a red-hot Missouri team, right? Back-to-back wins over South Carolina, and you follow it up with Florida. They're bowl eligible. They're catching 14.5 in Fayetteville this coming weekend on Friday. But I'll say this. Last year's game was 50. It was a thriller, 50-49. They're catching 14.5 in a rivalry game. As much as I love Arkansas, I would take the points in this ballgame.
Yeah, Eli finally has this team playing with some confidence. They can sort of exhale a little bit now that they got that sixth victory last weekend. I think they got a lot of confidence, the one-pointer over Florida. The one thing I'll say about Arkansas, they don't blow teams out per se. Granted, the schedule's, you know, very difficult. But outside of Arkansas Pine Bluff, they you know, Georgia Southern in the early going, not a lot of blowouts. In that type of a game, I agree with you. I think two touchdowns and a hook feels like a lot for me on Friday. I just love the fact that we have Friday afternoon football.
I know, it's great.
If I could add that in there.
Speaking of a hook, what's going on with Sark? Six straight losses now. The wheels are coming off the wagon in Austin. And what's even more shocking is that they're 2.5-point favorites over K-State this weekend.
Yeah. Which has played really well for Chris Klieman. That's another one of the Big 12 programs. You brought up an excellent point a few minutes back, Joe, which is the identity of the Big 12 has changed, becoming a little more of a blue-collar program that plays defense, solid at the line of scrimmages. Kansas State falls underneath that heading. I would go with Deuce Vaughn in Texas. If I'm Texas and I'm 4-7 and I've got nothing to play for, you've lost all these games in a row. You suffered the Kansas loss. I don't know. How in the heck these guys are up for this game? How does Sark get them up for it? It's going to be a long off season in Austin, I'll tell you that.
Well, let me ask you, does 4-8 get you potentially fired after 1 year?
I can't imagine that. Again, one season, for me in college football, one season, for you to get fired that quickly, there has to be some kind of an extenuating circumstance beyond just football. And they're going to go to bat for Sark, and right. I think he'll get at least 3 years. But what it does for a coach, Joe, for a first-year coach, that has that kind of a season at a blue blood or supposed blue blood program like Texas, it makes the off season just miserable. You have no margin for error. It's a long off season. You better recruit the hell out of the state of Texas. You better get some transfers in there that you could insert into the lineup immediately in 2022. But whatever honeymoon there was is long over in Texas for Sark.
This situation could resemble, because Tom Herman was basically 7-3 in 2020, right? Lost to Iowa State 23-20 at the end of the year in Austin. That was the opportunity to go to the Big 12 championship game. This could resemble a situation like Frank Solich in Nebraska, where, you know, 9 wins were not good enough for the Nebraska faithful. They wanted bigger. They wanted better. They got Bo Pelini. They got Mike Riley. And now you have Scott Frost. They still trying to find their way back to a 9-win season. And they had the guy there that they ran out of town. Could this be a situation in Austin where, you know, Tom Herman might have been the guy? You just had to give him another year or two.
Listen, it all goes back to that discussion that we had about patience. For the right coach, I think you have to be patient. I could reel off countless examples of coaches that, after waiting 2 or 3 years, you know, Dave Clawson at Wake Forest, Greg Schiano first run at Rutgers. There are just an endless slew of coaches that, if you think it's the right guy, and you give them the tools, you give them the time, You allow him to get to develop his players. Lo and behold, they become the head coach that you anticipated when you hired him. And Sark, after the early wins, once they collapsed against Oklahoma and Dallas, Joe, I mean, it's never been the same for him after that point. Now, he's not going to be fired. He's not one of these hots. I saw one of the books. There are lines out there for who is the next head coach to be fired. Manny Diaz is on the top of the list, I think, 2-1. Sark is 3-1, which I think is a little bit ridiculous right now.
Well, but it's got to be coming from somewhere, right? I mean,
yeah, true.
I mean, 3-1 is not, you know, 10-1. 10-1,
it's not a long shot.
Okay, yeah, right. 3-1, you know, there's money riding on this game against Kansas State. We'll see if they can get it done. Obviously, Casey Thompson, Hudson Card did not look consistent on the road against Jared Dagey and the West Virginia Mountaineers. They took it to him this weekend as a 3.5-point underdog for that ball game, won that ball game by 8 in runaway fashion in the second half. Egg Bowl is pretty interesting. Mississippi State did get the victory last year, 21-14. They're a 1.5-point favorite at home in Starkville. Matt Corral, Will Rogers, two of the hottest quarterbacks in the conference. I got to go with Leach here. As much as, Kiffin has got this train rolling, the defense is good, but that running attack of Jerrion Ealy and Snoop Connor, I mean, as good as a 1-2 combo in the conference, I'll still go with Mike Leach in this spot, laying a short number at home in the Egg Bowl.
Yeah, I'll take Lane and Ole Miss. I've already thought about this one since it is a short week. It's a great nightcap to Thanksgiving, right? You've pigged out all day. You've watched some NFL football. You got a little Fresno State, San Jose State at 3:30 in the afternoon if you want some action on some Mountain West football. But that is a really good football game at night. You got the rivalry aspect. Two coaches who are a ton of fun to watch in Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach. You mentioned the quarterbacks. Both are hot. Both of those defenses playing a little better than expected. Ole Miss last three games, 14 against Liberty, 19 allowed against A&M, and then 17 last week against Vandy. So it's a little more of a physical defense than we've been used to. I think that's going to be a fun football game, but I'll take Lane and the Rebels to get to 10-2 in Starkville.
Yeah, interesting matchup. I am curious to see how that game plays out because, I mean, think about it. Both of those teams are going bowling this year and potentially a 10-win season for Lane Kiffin, not out of the realm if they pick up that victory on the road in Starkville. Iowa, Nebraska. I mean, does Scott Frost need this victory in a big way? You lose another one-score game on the road in Camp Randall to Wisconsin. It's basically a pick 'em. Rich, I mean, -110 either way, 41.5. They play better as an underdog in this series. I don't know if I could back them as a home favorite.
That line, when I saw it come out yesterday, caught me by surprise because, Nebraska, listen, Scott Frost can use every win that he gets considering how his tenure has gone in Lincoln, but I don't think a win here or a loss is going to make a difference. Nebraska on a 5-game losing streak. Iowa's looking for its 10th win. I got to go with the Hawkeyes in this spot.
Yeah, Padilla's played very well. Right now, Iowa -122 on FanDuel. Nebraska +100 in that rivalry ball game. When we come back, we'll be wrapping it up. Joe Lisi and Rich Sermonello right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.
Network. You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
Wrapping up today's show. It goes by too quick. Joe Lisi and my partner, Rich Sermonello. Good times. Love talking college football with them. We've had a lengthy discussion about the SEC and Dan Mullen. Might as well break down this weekend's game against Florida State. Florida at home in the Swamp. 1.5-point favorites over the Seminoles. Both teams are fighting for bowl eligibility. Sit at 5-6 overall. I got to be honest with you, Rich. I don't know if Florida regroups in any capacity. I don't even know if they rally around Dan Mullen in that situation, being that the coach has moved on. I'm going to take Mike Norvell and Florida State, like their ability to run the football, like the offensive line, and more importantly, that defensive front has shown consistency. Yep. Defense has been opportunistic. I think they get the victory on the road in Gainesville.
Totally agree. It was one of the first games that jumped out at me. I like to look at the lines Sunday when they come out. And Florida State is peaking at the right time, at as much as you could peak as a 5-16. But Mike Norvell needs this game, needs the extra bowl practices. 5-6 Florida State, 5-6 Florida. I think Florida State wants this. They've won back-to-back games, close win over rival Miami, close win over BC on the road last weekend. I think they get the W. You talked about line play, Joe. Jermaine Johnson, yep, transfer from Georgia, playing fantastic this season. Keir Thomas, another SEC transfer from South Carolina, could not keep him out of the Boston College backfield last weekend. So the line play has been very good. I don't know what the heck Florida's playing for at this point. I don't think these kids even want a bowl game. I don't think the Gators want to have to continue playing a meaningless bowl game in December. So I love Florida State in this spot. I think they finish on a three-game winning streak and a little bit of momentum for Norvell entering December.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Plus 104 on the money line. Total is set at 58.5, minus 115 to the over. That's what you want to see. The extra 20 practices or so, 20 days of prep, will help Mike Norvell into 2022. Rich and I will be here tomorrow. We'll be diving into week number 13 in depth. For Rich Sermonello, Andrew Torres, I'm Joe Lisi. We'll see you tomorrow.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.